Which brings us to this great problem in spiritual life, which is a lack of change. Lack of change lives in the people at my church, a lack of change in my own life. Some years ago, I had a couple that came up to me. He was an extra grace required person, and his wife was as well. And at least they married each other and didn't spoil two families. And they complained for a while about the church, complained how they were so faithful in their devotions and all these young people were not. They didn't like how the church was being run. And then they complained about my children, how my kids ran in the sanctuary of the church, which wasn't reverent. And then they started in on my preaching. Now, I don't mind if you criticize my kids, but if you start picking on me, that's hitting below the belt. So we processed all that stuff, and then they concluded with a comment, but of course, Pastor John, we love you in the Lord. Just something that we learn to say in the church when we don't really love somebody, but we figure because we're Christians, we must love them because Christians love everybody, so that must be what loving them in the Lord is. Two things crystallized for me out of this encounter. One was that these were people who are not changing. They were not becoming more loving or more joyful or more faith-filled. Their own kids couldn't approach them. And what's more, nobody was surprised by this. It is as if in the church, we didn't really expect people to become more loving or more joyful. We expect them to affirm the right doctrinal beliefs and to avoid divorce or things like getting drunk, but we don't really expect people to become more filled with love. And what's more, they were doing the church thing. They were doing all the kinds of things that in the church we told people they should do. Coming to church on Sunday, involved in a midweek service, in a small group, they were praying and studying the Bible. But they weren't being transformed. And I realized something else. Not only were they not changing, I wasn't changing. I didn't love these people. I didn't love them, not because there was something wrong with them, but because there's something wrong with me. The truth is, I would have been glad if they'd have gone away. I've subsequently heard about a lapse in the husband's character, and there was a part of me that was glad when I heard it. I didn't love them because if I did love them, I wouldn't keep having these kind of anger fantasies where I dream about doing something that makes them feel really, really bad. And the ironic thing is, if they were the same people, but they raved about me and about my ministry, I'd probably think very highly of them. I realized that the problem was that I wasn't changing. I read not too long ago a statement by a Christian leader. And he writes about what the Christian life is about.